Am I right or am I wrong? Disloyalty in sports started with the owners. It didn't start with the players. So it's lost on me why Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and other guys are called divas and greedy and all these other bad things because they want to do what every other working man is trying to do. They're trying to maximize their earnings, be in a good work environment, geographically desirable, and happy. They're trying to get the things that me, you, everybody else wants. So why do fans side with billionaire owners and then make excuses? Oh, he doesn't have enough money. The team doesn't have enough money. Yes, they do. These are billionaire owners. Lee kicks off over $240 million a year to each team. They've got enough money. They just structured the salary cap in a way that way they can say, oh, we're cap restricted. The player needs to give a hometown discount. No, fans don't get hometown discounts on tickets. So why on earth would the players, millionaire players, feel sorry for billionaire problems? And why do fans do it? Got three possible reasons. Number one, I think there's an element of jealousy. They want to be athletes. Of course, we all want to be athletes. Athletes want to be entertainers, musicians. We all have dreams. And yes, the other thing is about ownership and property. We pay your salary. There's an element of ownership. The third thing is about privilege. Fans feel like that players are privileged. Oh, you're lucky to be in the league. No, you worked your ass off. Like, you did a lot of hard work and sacrifice to get where you are. But you know what the real privilege is? Real privilege is owning a team. Because then you get to say, oh, it's a contract, it's a contract. Yeah, but it's only one-sided. Because a player may be obligated to show up on his contract or not play. But guess what the team can do? The team can say, you know what, we're going to cut you. Because we want you to take a pay cut. If you won't take a pay cut, you got to go elsewhere. Even though you had a contract. So that excuse is not valid, and I can't hear it. That's why it comes to the real privilege. The NFL is kicking off over they're making over $14 billion in revenue right now. By 2029, they're going to be up to almost $28, $29 billion per year. Each team is distributed over $200 million a year. And then, here's the best part about it. David Tepper just bought the Panthers for $2.3 billion. And not only does he get the privilege of owning a team, making a bunch of money with local revenues, jersey sales, sponsorships, all those things, he gets to, according to the tax code section 197, he can write off his stock and depreciation $117 million per year at least off of his taxes, dollar for 17 years. That's why people want to own teams. Come on, man. Come on in, man. You got to see what it really is. So I don't understand why the working man sides with ownership. It doesn't make sense. It's either because of jealousy. It's either because they feel like the players are property. Or they feel like the players are privileged.